Welcome to the Stockhouse Cannabis Podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the exploding cannabis marketplace. I'm Dave Jackson. Today, we're extremely excited to be joined live in studio by company CEO Chris Reventish and company president Esther Vigil of 1933 Industries, two of the cannabis community's most respected and experienced names. Chris founded Infused Manufacturing after personally developing and crafting each product with a strong belief in the natural healing properties of cannabis. He's also a seasoned cultivator and advocate for the industry in the state of Nevada. Esther spent more than 17 years in the cosmetics industry before switching her focus to medical cannabis. As VP of Sales, Esther is responsible for all sales initiatives, including negotiating client accounts, securing product placement in retail outlets, managing sales staff, and marketing products across all sales channels. Thank you both very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule for joining us on the Stockhouse Podcast.
Thanks so much for having us on, Dave. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Chris, we're not halfway through, more than halfway through 2019. What's the buzz? Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
So far for 1933 this year.
Yeah, we've got some serious momentum and some great catalysts behind us coming into the second half of this year. We're moving in from about a 12,000 square foot extraction and marijuana cultivation facility in Nevada, and we're moving into a 67,000 square foot. So we're going to be able to produce about five times the amount of flower that we're currently producing now, and about five times the amount of extracts and concentrates that we're producing now. And we move into these facilities come the end of this month, and it takes, the plant cycle is about 6 months from seed to sale. So we've already started the plant cycle as much as we can. So it'll be about 3 or 4 months before we really start seeing the harvests and the gains in both the products that we're able to put onto the market and also the revenue coming in from these facilities, which will come this fall. So, we spent the money, we spent the time. Our team has worked 100 hours plus a week, each individual, to really bring these facilities online for this first half of this year. And so we're really going to see the return on our investment from that come the second half. We can't be more excited about what's to come.
Yeah. So that sounds great. Now, that's the last year. Let's discuss the long-term strategy for the company moving forward.
Yeah, it's. I love this industry because if I had a crystal ball, I could tell you where we're all headed. And a lot of people compare this to maybe tobacco or alcohol. But tobacco and alcohol doesn't cure cancer. Tobacco and alcohol doesn't stop seizures.
For sure.
Doesn't help people with depression. This industry is extremely unique in and of itself. And I love the saying, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Okay, so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to be that part in creating the future of the cannabis space. And where we believe the industry is going is in branded goods. We believe the brands will survive the ups and downs of this industry and the consolidation. Everyone has to buy the product, and where they buy it and how they buy it is going to change. We look at what Amazon did to retail locations around the world. Amazon owns me. They know when I'm going to be out of toothpaste. They know when my vitamins are going to run out, and they automatically ship it to me.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see that direct-to-consumer mentality in the cannabis space. We're actually already seeing it happen in the mature markets. So for us, we want to focus as a company on branded goods. We have hundreds of SKUs that we manufacture and produce. We're constantly bringing on more brands. We're partnering with additional huge names in the branded good industry. We just did a licensing deal with Tony Hawk to bring his skateboard presence into the CBD space and launch a recovery line of products with him. We've partnered with rappers and DNA Genetics, which is the largest marijuana genetic company in the world, to help bring their brands into our markets. We focus on our own brand, CannaHemp, which is nationally recognized and is now a household name in so many locations and stores across the United States, and a growing presence online. So our focus is on brands. We think that's the future. And then we're also extremely focused on the market share. So we want to build this international market share. We want to build a nationwide market share and distribution in the United States. It's difficult on the marijuana side because, you know, marijuana can't cross state lines.
Yeah.
So to do that, you have to be very intelligent and smart so that you can move from state to state the least amount of capital possible. Mm-hmm. So we see as we're moving in and we see the kind of these big MSOs moving into other states and spending tens of millions of dollars to do it. You know, we're doing it for a fraction of that price and are starting to pull in similar revenues. So, you know, that's a huge focus. And then as far as the assets go, a lot of people talk about, you know, all this new millions square foot greenhouse or this 200,000 square foot dispensary, you know. Like we said, you know, the future is in these brands and getting these brands into the consumer's hands. So we want to be light and fluid on our assets. We want to focus primarily on extraction and manufacturing and distribution assets, which are generally the least expensive of the assets to develop and to buy and to create in different markets, but have the biggest return on investment. So we don't want to be that company at the end of the year who has to write off tens of millions of dollars in bad debt or bad purchases. We want to be that company that
has inventory.
We want to be that company that has that positive cash flow, that has done it for a small dollar amount and a huge return on our investment. Not only for, because that's how a normal company should be ran.
Sure.
You know, in this industry, we kind of see people just throwing the money at the wall and hoping it sticks.
Yeah.
We're not that group. So, you know, we want to have that big return on investment, not only for our shareholders, but we also run a very sustainable company for our staff and our employees and for the community that we support.
Great. Now, what are the actual growth areas in the plant in and of itself? This is the question that's been, you know, posited my way on several occasions as well. So could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, you know, the actual science behind cannabis is changing on a monthly basis. We see more and more research and educational institutional facilities starting to do more research, not only just anecdotal anymore, where people are giving feedback on how the plant's working, but actually the scientific, where they're taking cell cultures, where they're putting different cannabinoids and terpene profiles and watching how the cytokines or the inflammatory reactors work to reduce or grow different these cell cultures. So, and they're mapping that, and we're starting to see people come out. You know, we got that 23andMe where you can do a spit into a tube, and they tell you, you know, what you're allergic to, and if you're going to be bald or not, like myself. And we're starting to see that happen on the cannabis side, where you can send in these DNA and get a profile back on whether sativa works better for you or indica works better for you, or if you should stay away from THC altogether.
Yeah.
And focus on CBD. You know, it's very important.
Or blends.
It's very important to point out that, you know, why THC has these amazing benefits.
Mm.
It's not safe for everybody. You know, so if you have preconditions of, you know, maybe depression or anxiety, while on the emotional side, it might calm you down. On the mental side, it can exacerbate it and make it worse. So, you know, that's kind of where I see the future of this plant is, as we continue to break it down and dissect the different chemical compounds or the cannabinoids, the different terpenes, and then how we're putting them back together and moving them around, and how that works on each individual body. My liver works different than yours. My endocannabinoid system works different from yours. My body's going to react differently than yours is to the same exact strain.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's the science of this, is that we're seeing. But, you know, we see a lot of shiny objects in this industry. If you've ever gone to a trade show, everyone's got the next nano emulsion or bioavailability or what it is. At the end of the day, we have to make a product for the consumer that's going to be generally recognized and commercially viable. So some of these cool techniques and sciences, they're just not ready yet for the industry. So one of the focuses of 1933 Industries, and especially on our canna hemp line, our CBD and hemp line, is to deconstruct this plant and work with the science and community that is working on this to come together and find out which ratios and different cannabinoids and terpenes work best.
Yeah.
You know, Mother Nature makes an incredible full spectrum oil, right? Different CBN, CBG, CBC, and terpenes. But you wouldn't want maybe CBN, which is a sedative, and something that you want for daytime use. So we've seen that just one generic full spectrum oil isn't good enough for all products or for all consumers. So we're starting to really break down these cannabinoids and these terpenes, deconstruct the plant essentially, and then bring the plant back together in certain ways that have caused different effects. On our CanHemp line, we have products that are specific for mental focus. We have products that are specific for sleep and for anti-anxiety and for inflammation. You know, we just can't use the same oils and the same compounds for the whole thing. So, you know, as far as the future of the plant, I think we're really going to narrow that in and dial that in further and further as we get more the scientific and the medical community working on this plant. And again, the goal is to make a commercially viable product that the consumer doesn't have to understand the science behind it. But they walk into a store, they purchase it online, and they take it, and it works, right? It actually causes an effect on their body. It gives them the relief they need. And so that's what 1933 is focused on in our branded goods, is that working with the scientific side of the industry, but putting it into a commercially viable product that a consumer can easily understand, that they take it and they do it. And so our products have, we've done it, and our products have won best topical CBD products by Leafly, best topical CBD products by our Herbco. You can go online on our Google reviews, our Weedmap reviews, our Facebook reviews, and you can see what the consumers are saying about our products. They actually work. You know, a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, I've tried so many CBD products and then nothing happened.
Right.
But then I try yours and it actually works. So, you know, that's our focus. That's what stands us apart from our competitors.
That's fascinating stuff. Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah.
Now on to Esther.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. Now, how does your background in the cosmetics industry tie into cannabis products?
Well, CannaHemp is, majority of the client is 35 and older, and it's actually female. So it made a lot of sense for me to join the team and use my background as a tool. For 17 years, I've been trying to please the woman, right? I've been trying to educate her. I've been trying to get her to buy my moisturizer over somebody else's moisturizer. And I realized shortly that female want to know why. Why are they using it? What is the ingredients? What's the use of the product? So education has been my number one thing that I've done for 17 years, and it's working really well in the cannabis industry as well.
So you're now the president.
Yes.
What's the primary role? And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. My primary role is to make this brand as a household brand, is to go out and do market research and see what the consumer is wanting, educate, make sure that our customers are coming and getting our product versus another product.
So how do you, as president, personally decide what product lines to carry?
Which is really, really important. I believe that most companies make a mistake by not wanting to educate themselves on the consumers. They're selling product that the consumer is not wanting. So our team primary does, they educate themselves about market research. Market research is extremely important. I'm not going to be making a CBD fragrance if there's no market for a CBD fragrance. So making product that the consumer is wanting, finding void, and yeah, just finding out what the consumer wants. That's really the main focus that I have.
Great. So to date, what do you attribute the growth of your product lines to? What makes it all happen?
The product speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Once you try our product, you go back and you buy it. We make our product super medically, so therefore they get the entourage effect. Once you try our CBD product, the first time you use it, you can feel a difference in your body, whatever it is that you're using it for, whether it's relief or inflammation or to calm you down, whatever it is, you'll find difference. So the product speaks for itself.
Amazing. And can you tell us a bit about the distribution of products across the U.S. and how this has been achieved?
So we started in Nevada, and we were doing Nevada only, and we became very fast number one sold CBD in Nevada. And then Chris came up with a crazy idea of hiring a man to call every single company in the country and, old school cold calling. And that's really what we do. And we have now 15 people in our marketing department. And we literally do cold calls. We call across the country and we have now over 800 shops. Happy
old,
shops.
Old school.
Old. It works. It really, really works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in this industry, they look at it and they're like, wow, there's so much money to be made, and there's, it's good money. Well, good money's not easy money,
not
right? And so you still have to go out and you still have to work yourself to the bones and grind it out at day in and day out to be successful, not only in life in general or in industry, but more importantly in this one where, you know, people are so still not as educated as they want to be, and it's still maturing and evolving. You know, just that old school hard work of cold calling and pounding it out is how you move the needle in this thing.
Great. Now, Esther, back to you for just a sec. What are your goals in regards to branding?
Well, branding is a little bit different in 2019 than it was in 2000. The consumer is wanting to go online and educate themselves. Everybody goes by reviews. So it's very important for us to find out how the consumer, literally we have to get the people to come to us. So marketing is number one thing, but more on social media than anything else. E-commerce.
Sounds great. Now, finally, what's the company's long-term strategy for CBD?
I want to be a household brand. When you think about CBD, I want you to think about CannaHemp. I want you to be in your, you know, our brand to be in medicine cabinet, whether it is toothpaste to diaper rash cream to moisturizer, shampoo, conditioner. I want to be that house of brand.
Well, I've been speaking once again with Esther and Chris. Thank you very much from 1933 Industries for taking time out of your very busy schedules and sharing this great information about your company with our Stockhouse Podcast listeners and investors.
Thanks again for having us on, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. I'm Dave Jackson once again for Stockhouse Media. Thanks very much for listening.